Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you lent me your ears over the last 498 episodes, and I really appreciate that. I think I said something to the effect of we'll be at 500 by Saturday. I miscalculated by a day. Sunday will be the 500th episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. And today is International Women's Day. And I understand the necessity for days like this and the need to participate, because it helps bring awareness to understand and value women's inclusion, as the international website would say, for International Women's Day. And when women themselves are inspired to be included, there's a sense of belonging, relevance, and empowerment. I agree with these things. I do. I mean, it kind of fits. Well, it's not kind of. It does. It fits with Spiritual Homegirl's missions to inspire by example, to maybe better your own life so that you could better the life of others through that example. Inspire others to want to live their life as healthily and as happily and as joyfully as possible in spite of the traumas or the things that they've gone through that had the ability to take their spirits to do this out. So I completely understand. I'm not necessarily, maybe it's a little bit of a conflict about my feelings about this day, because we have been talking about women for so long and things have not changed. So maybe this is a sign that we should continue doing it so that maybe things can. I have seen women be attacked on all fronts in different communities for years. And it can feel very discouraging to want to celebrate a day for some when all you see is women in your community, or not only women in your community, but women in other communities, little girls in your community, not getting that same love, consideration, respect for bare minimum, not being able to live their lives on their own terms, not being able to survive. Always, you know, there's a food issue, housing issues, safety issues. It could be discouraging. So what I can say in this moment, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, is that your feelings are valid. It's okay to feel a bit of conflict when it comes to this. And when I say conflict, I don't mean anger, like, you know, active anger. I mean, even though some of you all may be angry about the circumstances, and you have your right to do that, but just being the contradicting feelings that you may have about celebrating this day in spite of the circumstances that a lot of women and young girls face, not only stateside but abroad. It's okay. So going back to that website, maybe a way for those who are trying to figure out how to celebrate International Women's Day would be living your life as best you can despite the circumstances that make it very difficult for us as women and young girls. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes the best thing that you could do, if you don't know what to do, is to keep living your life as best you can, in like despite the circumstances that have made it much more difficult for women and girls to live happily here. Again, not just stateside, but abroad. So the question that I have to you is, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, who is a woman herself, proud woman, what will you do today to live your best life, independent of other factors? And when I say independent of other factors, money could change lives all the time. We know that. We know money is life-changing. Sometimes people feel like they can't live their best life until they have money. Sometimes people feel they can't live their best life until they get the job that they want. Sometimes people feel like they can't live their best life until they get the car that they want. Sometimes people feel like they can't live their best life until they live into that big old house that they want. I'm saying, if you don't have that right now, what is one thing that you could do to live your best life if you are a woman or a girl, or to bring awareness if you aren't? So, I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today, y'all. Don't forget to sign up for my email list. Click the second link in my show notes. You will also get a Pisces self-care checklist if you double confirm. So make sure you double confirm, okay? Because if you don't double confirm, you won't be on the list anyway. I like people to double opt in, okay? I'm like, no, make sure, let's confirm this, okay? We don't want no issues over here on our end. No spam over here, okay? So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. Remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.